Paul Ryman wrote last week during the hurricane, "It was great to hear local reporting of our storm threat on National Public Radio. Rachel Lewis Hilburn's voice was easily recognized, and I thought it was a local broadcast, and then was surprised to hear this was a voice on a national presentation. Good job. And then, as always, great to hear George Scheibner's music following. Paco Strickland will always be recognized as a great local performer." Anonymous wrote on our recent survey, "Questionable changes? 91.3, really. Friday feedback, cherry picking by your manager. Constant rollover of afternoon hosts." Listener Ann wrote, "While I am not a big fan of classical music, I have to say it is growing on me. I do enjoy Midday Cafe, Smooth Landing, and Great American Songbook very much and would appreciate more programming along those lines." Listener Katie wrote, "I don't like Writer's Almanac at 9 o'clock. It usually indicates when I turn the radio off for the morning. I love waking up to WHQR in the morning." Anonymous wrote, "I love local programming, especially the segments Rachel and her capable interns contribute. Speaking of interns, can you include bio info about them on your website as you do for the permanent staff? Diane Rehm is one of my favorite programs. The longer, more in-depth exploration of subjects is what makes NPR special and worth my financial support. For those that support at a day sponsor level, can you add their tribute to the website for a short period of time? And let's make WHQR the nonpartisan place to go for election coverage." When I heard the following, I couldn't help but think of Artemus Ward, the pen name of Charles Farrar Brown, a 19th century American humorist. Taking note of the, shall we say, tender sensibilities of his audience, he is supposed to have ended some of his essays with, "This is writ ironic."
Hi, this is Bob Weinstein. I really want to thank you for including more and more blues in your program and make a very welcome counterpoint. Also, as long as you're sliding down the slippery slope away from pure classical, I've added now jazz and blues, maybe you consider a little bit of rock and roll. Maybe add some used car advertisements and some mattress advertisements. Anyway, thanks for the blues. Bye-bye.
Roland wrote, "I wish I did not live in a public radio wasteland. I cannot pick up your station over the air, but live on the outer fringes of three others." Listener Rick wrote, "We truly enjoy most of the programming. WHQR is essential to the community and to society in general." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send an email message to feedback@whqr.org or call our feedback comment line at 910-292-WHQR. That's 910-292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.